breakups, substance abuse, sexuality, and exam stress. To access our service for information or counseling, drop in to visit our desk on the north side of the sub-concourse. All drop-ins and call-ins are strictly confidential. We also have an online email referral service. If we can't help you, we can refer you to someone who can.
Gort, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto. Gort, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto. Translated, that is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Son of Night Dream.
Somebody finds us, do whatever the TV tells us. Stay inside our rosy minded fuzz. 4 days we'll stay inside till somebody finds us. Do whatever the TV tells us. Stay inside our rosy minded fuzz. So worry not. We'll be right back.
foxy girl. Me, I'm loose like a golden goose. You can have my juice. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Electric sling and the factory hand, man, they ain't my kind. In dead of night, like a fiery kite, you've been on my mind. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Frozen feet in a winter street, man, that ain't your fate. Greased in sun, California fun, man, that's more my style. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl. Steady on, soldier, watch what you're doing to my girl.
That was Rodney Graham, the Rodney Graham Band, performing for you here at CITR in a brand new CD titled Why Look for Good Times. We played something a few weeks ago, and we'll be playing more in a couple of weeks for sure. That is a fine-sounding CD, the brand new one by Rodney Graham and his band. A lot of good Vancouver musicians performing behind him there. And we kick things off with a national apartment story. And, of course, if you were out there, Deer Lake Park, let's see, the REM show, then you would have, of course, caught, hopefully if you were there early enough, you would have heard the National perform. Fine performance it was. Okay, Jolly John Tanner, your host here. We're around till, we're supposed to be here till 7:30 tonight. And we've got lots of goodies coming your way, including we'll be hearing from some of the bands performing at this Saturday's Summer of Love. Hippie Days and 4th Avenue is back this Saturday. And we'll be checking into the world of UFOs with Michael Strainick, and we'll be making our salute to the summer with some oldies from 50 years ago. Checking the weather. Looks good, though. Clear skies tonight and overnight, and Dark Matter Man will be in to tell you about the meteor shower tonight and tomorrow morning. Looks like sunset about 8:34. The sun is going down earlier, which is good news for astronomers. And tomorrow, cloudy with sunny breaks, variable clouds Wednesday and sunny back on Thursday. And it looks like a hot, hot weekend. So good weather. We love it. It is summertime, isn't it? Enjoy the silence, because we've got music here on CITR's Son of Night Dreams.
Words like violence break the silence, come crashing in to my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Can't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms.
We meet one awkward beat, too long and tired. things we need to say. Been said already anyway. By parallelograms of light. On walls that we repainted white. Sun in an empty room. 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 Take 8 minutes and shadow cross the floor. We don't live here anymore.
There's Winnipeg's Weaker Thans, and if you were at the Feist show, and hopefully you were at the Feist show, along with 8,000 others or so, then you would have enjoyed the Weaker Thans. Now, I've heard their records before, but I'd never seen them live, and I was looking forward to hearing them live, and I was actually quite entertained. I found them quite good live. Many bands come across better live than they do on record, but now after seeing them live, I can kind of appreciate the records better. So if you caught the Weaker Thans out at Deer Lake Park on August 11th, that was Sun in an Empty Room. Oh, we're sitting here all by ourselves, but there's no skylight, unfortunately. Just before the Weaker Thans, we heard from, of course, Depeche Mode, Enjoying the Silence. Were you? From the 80s, the 90s? Yes. All right. Oh, boy, what a beautiful day it is. Had an entertaining bus ride down here. Always enjoy riding the bus. It's, you know, you'd spend a lot of time waiting, so you got to have a good book so you don't go bored, drive yourself crazy waiting for the next one, but they get there eventually. Just reading something interesting in the weekend paper here about Al Harlow. Do you remember Al Harlow? Yes, he was with the band called The Seeds of Time and later with Prism. Well, apparently he has inherited the band. He has inherited Prism just as a few years ago, and he has a new CD out called Big Black Sky, and so it'll be the first Prism record in 14 years. Now, looking back in time, the Seeds of Time, he joined the Seeds, actually, Vancouver's original punk band, and then they mutated into the band Prism. And he, along with Tim Hewitt, Gary Grace, and Steve O, will be doing Big Black Sky tonight down at the Roxy. It says showtime at 8 o'clock. Whether they're on stage then, I'm not sure. But check Al Harlow and his band, the new Prism, out tonight at the Roxy. We dug up an old Al Harlow composition that he wrote when he was with the Seeds of Time. This one's called Supergirl. Let's check it out. You remember the voice, although I'm not sure if he's actually singing that. I think it's actually Jeff Eddington. But here we are, a song written by Al Harlow.
Seems I was getting nowhere.
All right, here we are down at the beach again. Oh, boy, it's lovely down here. What are the tides? Do you know what the tides are doing out here? The tides are rushing out. Oh, they'll be far out at 8:42 tonight. Not very far, though. They only get out to 12.1, and then they get far in at 11:47 to 12.5. But if you want low tides, if you're looking for crabs and stuff, head out tomorrow morning at 8:22. They'll be down to 4.3 feet. Forget the meters. Okay, that was Moby. No, not Moby Grape, just Moby. And Moby Last Night, a song called Hyenas from their latest CD. And before that, The Seeds of Time, and a song Al Harlow wrote for The Seeds of Time back in 1971. And they recorded it in, composed in 71 and recorded also in 1971 at PBS Studios. Supergirl was the title track of that, and if you don't have the immortal Seeds of Time CD, you should get it. They played live. It was probably their last gig live 2 years ago in our Summer of Love on 4th Avenue, and I'll be doing a salute to that Summer of Love coming up later on the show tonight. I'll be your host of that show along with Michael Wilmore on Saturday the 16th, this Saturday coming up. Okay, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, and you are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My computer is locked up. I can't get it to work here. Otherwise, everything's fine. And this is Son of Night Dreams. I'm Jolly John Tanner, and time for us to take you back in time right now. We're going to go back to the year of how far back are we going for this one? Is it, just a sec here, sorry, 1953. Okay, we're going to play some songs from the early 50s here right now. Now, this particular one features Stan Freberg, who sort of succeeded Spike Jones as the king of novelty records. And he had some great character voices. Now, Stan himself was a guy that did a lot of commercials, some of the funniest TV and radio commercials back in the 50s and early 60s. But he had some good character voices in there, like Dawes Butler. He was later the voice of Yogi Bear, ho-ho, and other tunes. And June Foray, who was later the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Anyway, they're both in this particular selection we're about to play. And then right after that, we got a kind of a surprise thing. Now, what this was, in case for those of you that aren't aware of it, they're spoofing an old radio and TV show called Dragnet. Jack Webb did it on radio from June of 1949 to February of 1957, and then Dragnet was on television in December of 1951 to August of 59. They took a break, and then they came back, I think maybe in color, from 67 to 1970, but the earliest shows were pretty funny. Anyway, the theme for Dragnet was the thing called Danger Ahead, so you'll recognize the theme coming up here right away. And so let's go back in time to the early 50s.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him.
You call me, Chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Sid, you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah, you were right.
I was right?
Yeah, it was a gun. 8:22 p.m., I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-of-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
All right, there he is, Frank Sinatra. Weren't expecting him? Well, there you go. We got some stuff from the early 50s. That was 1956. And actually, that was a Cole Porter composition written in 1936. Sinatra first sang that, actually, on his radio show in 1946. And in 1956, he recorded that with Nelson Riddle, and again with Bono of U2 back in 1993. But we won't play that version. Okay, a little earlier on, we played Al Harlow and the Seeds of Time in a song. Don't forget, Al Harlow is playing down at the Roxy tonight, the new Prism. He'll be playing around 8 o'clock. At least that's when the show is supposed to start. Just reading today, I see that the guy that wrote Shaft and won the Oscar for the best song in 1971... Oscar-winning soul singer Isaac Hayes has passed away. He was 65. My God, he's the same age as I am. And he passed away yesterday in Memphis. And he also teamed up with lyricist David Porter to produce songs for Sam and Dave, including Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming. So we're going to miss that guy, Isaac Hayes. Didn't have time to find anything by him here today, but perhaps a later date. Just before Frank Sinatra there, we had Stan Freberg from 1953 and St. George and the Dragonette. Well, I got my computer working. You'll be glad to hear.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world.
Bob?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR. As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Okay, we're back with REM on Son of Night Dreams, CITR.
Well, I've got to get that out of my head. It's a new day today and the coffee is strong. I've finally got some rest. So a man's put to task and challenges. I was taught to hold my head high. Collect what is mine, make the best of what today has. Houston is filled with promise. Laredo's a beautiful place. And Galveston sings like that song that I love. Its meaning has not been erased. And so there are claims forgiven. So there are things that are gone. Houston is filled with promise. Laredo's a beautiful place. Galveston sings like that song that I loved. Its meaning has not been erased. And some things, they fall to the wayside. Their memory is yet to be still. Belief has not failed me, and so I am put to the test.
All right, from CITR, that's Houston with REM. And, of course, we did play a little earlier here on the program, a band that opened for REM, if you were there. The National started the show off. Ladies and gentlemen, some astronomers don't admit that UFOs could exist, but the man who discovered the planet Pluto, Clyde Tombaugh, reported seeing UFOs in 1949. and Dr. J. Allen Hynek, who was asked by the Air Force in 1948 to head some of their projects, Project Sign and then later Project Blue Book, later started an organization called the Center for UFO Studies because many of the cases could not be explained. And if you read The UFO Experience by Dr. J. Allen Hynek, you'll find out what went wrong with Project Blue Book and what went wrong with the Condon Report. You see, they just don't want to admit that something's going on out there. Well, we want to admit it. We believe that something's going on. I've seen UFOs. And on the phone right now, we have one of the world's leading UFO experts. His name is Michael Strainick. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, John. And when Dr. Hynek went to an astronomy convention here in Victoria, B.C., he spoke to a lot of astronomers privately. And about 45% said that they were very interested, but there was no way they would ever say so publicly for fear of their careers.
That's right. They're afraid of ridicule.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we are all over the map this time, and what happens when we get a lot of UFO reports, the media talks about UFOs, but they don't discuss individual cases. So Edgar Mitchell has been interviewed many more times in the last week, and he has verified that the Roswell incident did in fact occur. That video is available on YouTube if you want to dig it out. But then again, it's just one person's opinion, and he's more certain than most ufologists are about Roswell. That's still a case we don't know about. But it also brought forth another cosmonaut, Alexander Mladen, I believe, and he verified what we already knew, that things have been sighted near Mir and over the Baikonur Cosmodrome, where all the heavy stuff that the Russians set up was set up from. And a lot of these things were tracked on radar, and there were a lot of close encounters. But what's going on this planet at the moment? We're getting very little from Australia. That doesn't mean there's not anything going on. England is still being besieged, and practically every state in the USA has got considerable reports, nothing overwhelmingly great, but just a large quantity. And Canada's got quite a few. We've got reports coming out of Penticton, Stave Lake again, Winnipeg, which gets way too many reports, and I have a feeling I know why, Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Newfoundland and Nova Scotia, I think, are probably the two hot spots in the entire country. You just hear the least about things from that area, but some of the most amazing reports have come out of those two places. Kelowna has a few reports. Ottawa has a few. And there's something interesting going on in Vernon. What exactly, we don't know, but we have one very interesting video and a missing time experience. A gentleman was commuting from Vernon to Kelowna, and he was one of those that made the route so frequently he could time himself. He knew exactly what time he would be at what point on the highway. And one day he remembers leaving for work and remembers showing up at work an hour and 20 minutes later than he should have, and has no memory of making the trip whatsoever. So the things are happening right in our own little backyard.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for that timely UFO report. Michael Strainick, our UFO expert here on the West Coast.
My pleasure.
Okay, and check out the Center for UFO Studies, Google UFO on the internet, and just because, well, you don't have to tell your friends if you see a UFO, but you can contact me at the planetarium. My name is John Tanner. Leave me a message at the planetarium, and I'll get back to you, because I believe in UFOs, and I won't make fun of you, because I've seen them myself, all right? Keep your eye on the sky. You never know when you're going to see something overhead. And we'll be talking a little later in the show about the meteors, big meteor shower tonight. But now it's back to the music. 1 week today. No, 1 week tomorrow. Okay. Radiohead. Thunderbird Stadium. All right, there's Radiohead and Reckoner, and boy, I sure am getting excited. A week tomorrow, Thunderbird Stadium. I know the show is sold out. I don't know if there's any tickets available, but it's going to be some show. Oh, boy. Hey, you know what's coming? Summer of Love. Yes, hippie days is coming again. Here in Son of Night Dreams on CITR Radio, we'd like to remind you of the Summer of Love happening on West 4th Avenue this Saturday, August 16th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. or thereabouts. Live 60s music from two stages, a car show and shine, over 100 classic cars of the 60s. You don't have to be a star, baby, talent show. Hosted by Roxanna of Rock Room Karaoke. And learn how to macrame, and there's a kids zone, and fashion a go-go, and sidewalk sales, prizes, patio parties, and more. And enter to win a real trip.
Oh, what kind of a trip is that, baby?
Anyway, hope you can join us. Yours truly, Jolly John Tanner, will be hosting the stage at 4th and Vine. Michael Wilmore of Rockinitis will be hosting the stage at 4th and Cypress. The whole 4th Avenue from Burrard all the way up past Safeway will be closed off. No traffic! Yay! People can walk in the street. And right now, here on CITR, we're going to check out some of the bands that are playing. You're going to love it. Oh, there's so many good bands. Burke Street Band kick things off at 11:30 on 4th and Cypress. Then Wager at 1:30. Good soul sounds there. 2:30, it's Young and the Restless, 50s and 60s rock and roll. At 3:30, United Empire Loyalists. 4:15, Unknown Soldiers. And 5:15, The Pointed Sticks. Yay! United Empire Loyalists. Man, these guys, they're the original 60s guys. They first played in back in 1965-66. Rick Enns and the crew. And here's a track that was recorded back at Zorba's in Edmonton in 1968. Here they are, the United Empire Loyalists, as we salute the summer of love for some of the bands you'll see this Saturday on 4th Avenue. Live, and it's free! All right, there they are. United Empire Loyalists and Buffalo Wilkie. And that was recorded at Zorba's in Edmonton back in 1968. Whew, that takes us way back. And they'll be playing live on stage at the 4th and Cypress stage on 4th Avenue at about 3:30. You might want to get there a bit early just in case the time moves up. But generally, that's as far as I know the time they'll be on. United Empire Loyalists, Rick Enns and his original crew. Part of our Summer of Love on 4th Avenue this Saturday. Okay, let's go to another band, and this is the band that'll be opening things up on the stage where I'll be situated at 4th and Vine this Saturday at 11 o'clock. The band is called the Melodic Energy Commission, and what better song to play than one entitled Doorway into Summer here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia, the program Son of Night Dreams. And there's the Melodic Energy Commission. One of the bands performing this Saturday, the 16th, as part of the Summer of Love on 4th Avenue when the whole street closes down. And Melodic Energy Commission will be kicking things off at 11 o'clock in the morning. They're going to have a theremin on stage. Yeah, we use a theremin here, too, once in a while. But that was fun. That was called Doorway into Summer and featuring Don Zalaman and his crew. And they'll be there on 4th Avenue at 11 o'clock in the morning kicking things off. And don't miss that one. That's going to be very entertaining. Just past the hour here on CITR, this program will be podcast as of later tonight when I get home and set it up. Okay, we're going through the bands that are playing this Saturday on 4th Avenue. Now, the United Melodic Energy Commission will be playing on the 4th Avenue and Vine stage. Here's another one of the bands playing as part of the Summer of Love. They're called Brainchild, and they're on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on stage 4th and Vine. That's at 4th and Vine. That's where yours truly will be located. And Brainchild is an interesting group, formerly Brain Damage in the early 70s. And since the demise of the late Gary Kramer, the band has carried on. David Engelman, Bing Jensen, Jason Crickler, Bill Sample, and Mal Temple. And here's a single that they released just a couple of years ago. So let's check it out. This is an interesting song. It's called Manifest Destiny with Brainchild.
He lies for your wealth. He's covered in blood. He charms a TV like Elmer Fudd. He's Adolf Elvis. He has a dream. He's not half the man of Martin Luther King. The blonde is leading the blonde. It's always been this way. From the marketing of Vietnam to Guantanamo Bay. You bomb who you want, it's all justified. Anything goes when God's on your side. Belief is just belief, it don't make something so. The universe ain't human, I thought you ought to know. A teacher in the San Fernando Valley asked me just the other day, why does the whole world hate us? We're the good old USA. Political assassination, economic strangulation, military intimidation, cultural humiliation. Yippee-yi-yay-ki-yo, how far are you prepared to go? Yippee-yi-yay-ki-yi, with manifest destiny. I don't believe your motivation anymore. Money's your God, look who's running the store. United Nations made for countries just like you to stop them pigging out on power exactly like you do. Turn off your TV and listen, my friend. Compassion is called for, you're nearing the end. What you call kicking butt is others' grief and tears. You've made enemies for a thousand years. You can't treat the rest of the world like we're here to satisfy your greed. Karma is the law of the jungle. You have planted a heartless seed. Political assassination, economic strangulation, military intimidation, cultural humiliation. Yippee-yi-yay-ki-yo, how far are you prepared to go? Yippee-yi-yay-ki-yi,
Kaye Kaye, with manifest destiny. Yippee-yay-yay.
Brainchild, featuring Bing Jensen. They'll be on stage at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at 4th and Vine this coming Saturday as part of the Summer of Love, as we feature some of the bands you'll be seeing live. We've dug up a whole lot of great old Vancouver bands, some from the late 60s, some from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. We're covering all eras. And right now, here's one of the bands sort of from the late 80s, early 90s. They're a band called The Falcons, featuring Mike Beddoes. And these guys are great. They've won some awards back in England. They won the Pipeline Awards. They do music like The Shadows, The Ventures. As a matter of fact, they got a nice little note from The Ventures in their liner notes here in their latest CD entitled Rebel Jukebox. And they do great instrumental songs. The Falcons will be on stage at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the 4th and Vine stage. And let's take a listen to an example of their sound. This is the title track from The Falcons' Rebel Jukebox here on CITR's Son of Night Dreams. There they are, the Falcons, live on stage this Saturday afternoon. You'll get to hear all those great sounds from the Falcons That was the Rebel Jukebox title track from their last CD, which was released back in about 2001. Check them out. They haven't played live for 5 years. They've been rehearsing, don't worry. 2 o'clock on stage at 4th and Vine this Saturday. 4th Avenue shut down for Hippie Days, the Summer of Love. Oh, boy. It's going to be a blast. Well, so far we've heard from United Empire Loyalists, the Melodic Energy Commission, Brainchild, and there were the Falcons. And not all the bands that are playing have music recorded on disc, but we do have the band that'll be headlining at the 4th and Cypress stage at about 5:15. You know them. They're the Pointed Sticks. Yeah, they'll be playing live on stage at 4th and Cypress this Saturday, part of the Summer of Love. Pointed Sticks on CITR's Son of Night Dreams, and that's American Song. And don't forget, if you've never seen them live, and if you've never seen them outside live, I mean, there's nothing better than a band outside in the fresh air, and you'll get to hear the Pointed Sticks playing live on stage at 4th and Cypress on the outdoor stage this Saturday afternoon about 5:15. Don't miss them. It's all part of the Summer of Love, and Michael Wilmore will be your host down at that stage. Yours truly, Jolly John Tanner, will be the host of the stage at 4th and Vine, and we've got some great bands, some good sounds. You'll be getting to hear, along with Melodic Energy Commission at the stage I'll be emceeing at noon, it's the Mud Bay Blues Band. Yeah, Randall Carpenter. Hooray, Randall. We got Brainchild at 1 o'clock, the Falcons at 2. At 3 o'clock, the Fab Forever. They do Beatles songs and classics. At 4 o'clock, it's Ross Barrett Flower Child. Ross has been around a long time. Kentish Steele is on stage at 5. Yes, 5 o'clock, Kentish Steele, some good soul sounds. And then the Wayne Farrow Gust Band featuring Lee Stevens. Wayne Farrow Gust at 6 o'clock on the 4th and Vine stage this Saturday, the Summer of Love in 4th Avenue as we shut the street down. So come on, and right now we're going to celebrate not 40 years ago in the Summer of Love, but 50 years ago, and our salute to summer oldies. Here's Ricky Nelson, the first teenage idol.
Well, I've been waiting ever since I guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, brokenhearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, brokenhearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again.
Well, oh, whoop, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, whoop, whip, whip, whip.
Well, oh, well, oh, whoop, whip, whip, whip. Well, oh, well, oh, whoop, whip, whip, whip.
A Cadillac car,
Cadillac car.
Where can I get me a Cadillac car? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can. Will get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it. Said to me, where can it be? Where's your diamond ring? a diamond ring,
diamond ring.
Where can I get me a diamond ring? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can with it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
No dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a leg.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Eddie Cochran, three songs from 1958. That's 50 years ago, folks, when those songs came out, and they sound as good or better than ever from the day they were released. Eddie Cochran, he played his own guitar, Summertime Blues. Gene Vincent did Get It, and Ricky Nelson stood up. Ricky Nelson had 30 top 40 hits between 57 and 62, second only to Elvis, who had 53. In a Life magazine article in 1959, coined the phrase teen idol to describe Ricky Nelson. You may remember him with Ozzy and Harriet and the Nelson family. Okay, well, that rounds up the Son of Night Dream show and the Tanner Manor for another Monday, August 11th. Ooh, looking forward to a week tomorrow, Radiohead. Don't miss The Dark Knight. This is amazing. Time Warner's Batman saga, The Dark Knight, has become the third highest grossing domestic film of all time with $442 million in sales as it topped the movie charts for a fourth straight week. I saw it a few weeks ago, and I wasn't actually looking forward to going, but everybody else wanted to see it, but I did. I loved it. It was just so moody and so beautiful, and the story is so amazing, and Heath is just mind-blowing. I don't like going to those big theaters. It's too loud. It's too crazy. So I went to my little Dolphin Theater, and it was so much more romantic, if you can call that a romantic movie. Not really, but you got to check it out. And I see in the paper today that Tommy Chong, who is now 70, and he has a tour with Cheech and Chong coming up. Hey, what's that smell? He wants to talk. He wants people to talk to him. I'll talk to him any time, you know. Tommy says it's no coincidence that some of the most notorious stoners are geniuses. He said some of my biggest heroes in the entertainment business smoke pot, and I'm in good company. Yeah, well, I've always admired Carl Sagan, and he used to enjoy a toke or two. He got inspired for his Pulitzer Prize book in the shower while having a toke.
See that?
So speaking of Carl Sagan, tonight is the night of the Perseid meteor shower. As we wish you happy trails, get out there, get your coffee, get whatever you need to stay awake tonight, because you got to stay up all night long. At 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, the meteors peak. There'll be 60 to 100 meteors an hour. The Perseids tonight and tomorrow. Don't miss the meteor shower. Get out there, look up in the sky, and after the moon sets, after 1 o'clock or so, or midnight, should get even better. Watch the sky for meteors. See you in 2 weeks' time. Radio Free GAC is next. Gary Kay.
Student made, student featured, UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar?
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.